Immigration Minister Peter Dutton is vowing to crack down on what he calls fake refugees. He announced that asylum seekers who failed to apply for a temporary protection visa before October will be deported. The changes are expected to affect nearly 7,500 asylum seekers in Australia. Refugee lawyers and advocates are furious at the plan. They say complex application processes and a lack of legal support are some of the reasons why refugees fail to apply. Amelia Navasquez reports.
Last week, the Federal Immigration Minister Peter Dutton announced changes of upwards of 7,500 asylum seekers needing permanent refuge status in Australia. If it goes ahead, the plan would see the coalition government cracking down on what Dutton is calling an influx of fake refugees.
So the government has taken a decision in relation to those people who are fake refugees, people who are refusing to provide detail about their claim of protection.
Under the announcement, refugees will have up to 4 months to have their temporary visa applications processed or would be deported back to their home countries.
But we are going to set a deadline for those people, and we have set that deadline for the end of this year in October.
But Sarah Dale, Principal Solicitor for Refugee Advice and Casework Services, says that a deadline of this kind is not needed.
There is no requirement for this deadline. We have been implementing this deadline on people without notice, without giving them a chance to access legal advice and legal assistance, is by no means a fair process. And a system that we can't support.
Sarah deals directly with asylum seeker visa applications, and she says the real problem is that the paperwork is too long and complex.
An application form for a person seeking asylum is 41 pages long. Even for a newborn baby, the application form for them is 25 pages. These questions are quite perplexing and can seem quite strange to anyone. Someone without legal support, someone without access to interpreters is never going to be able to answer the kinds of questions that's required of them in these application forms.
Ian Rintle from the Refugee Action Coalition agrees.
I mean, it is a huge document. It has to be done in English. It is a massive task for someone who has arrived in the country, has not had any assistance whatsoever, has not got any paid legal assistance to make the application.
Peter Dutton called the move a crackdown on fake refugees. It comes as a report was released over the weekend claiming 6 Iranian refugees were found returning to their home countries for holidays. Ian Rintle thinks the release of this report is timely.
There are good reasons for people who are refugees sometimes to return to their home country. That's not been investigated, it's not been raised in relation to the other headline, which is also very, very clear as a selective leak from the Immigration Department. Those papers are not available generally from the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. Someone inside the department has selected that, leaked that in an attempt to get another headline to cast aspersions against the reputations, the intentions, the motivations of asylum seekers.
Green Senator Lee Rhiannon says the media's treatment of the report shows how far we've come.
We need to return to what things used to be like back in the 80s and 90s. Yes, it wasn't all plain sailing, but the fact that refugees and boats coming here was not a regular front-page story of the news with great hysteria around it reminds us that this issue can be handled in a different way.
Mr. Dutton called fake refugees a burden on the system.
At the moment, we know that last year, the 50,000 people, or the legacy of that 50,000 arrivals on 800 boats, cost the Australian taxpayer about $1.9 billion. Over the course of the last 8 years or so, the 50,000 people who came on 800 boats when Labor lost control of our borders has cost us some $13.7 billion.
But Sarah Dale says that more refugees would be processed if there were adequate funding for legal support.
In 2013, the funding to legal services for people seeking asylum was cut. This meant that a lot of the legal centres around Australia, including ourselves, had to respond using pro bono support and have had to respond by fundraising so that we can provide the support to the community. So it's really the community legal centres that are shouldering the burden of this.
Ian also says the government could save money elsewhere.
More generally, who is wasting taxpayers' money by maintaining offshore processing? It's a point we make over and over again. If you wanted to save, $2 billion, you could immediately close Manus Island and Nauru. That's what the Ferrovial contract is worth each year.